have to apologize that we have not been on this international stage for a while. I guess for 2 years, we did something that all the Dutch do, and bad national habit. If weather conditions get cloudy, we tend to pull back behind the dikes and duck and not looking over it again. So thank you very much for having us here. I will just try to keep it very short. If there are any questions, please let me know. Afterwards, we can talk to it individually. But cloudy it is. It's a media revolution. Also in the Netherlands, it's taking place. And perhaps, I think I don't have to talk to you a lot about this, but the digitization, the different channels that arise. But I think one of the most important factors in the Netherlands is that local journalism is dead. It's absolutely dead. Papers, newspapers are pulling back their journalists. And that's a major problem because it is in jeopardy for... You want this?
Yeah.
Better? Thanks. it's a jeopardy, really, for the fundamentals of the democracy if we have local journalism totally not covered in the local circumstances. But also the other players like YouTube, Google TV, and the American influences are really threats for the existence of community radio in the Netherlands. This is the status. I don't know if you know this little chicken in the Netherlands. It's very famous. Calamero it is called. And this also is tend to duck if things get problematic. And it was also perhaps a little bit of the attitude that we had as a local media companies in the Netherlands. By the way, 283 broadcasters at the local level in the Netherlands, with 20,000 of volunteers and 500 professionals in our sector. And for many years, this is what we did, just asking for money and asking for €1.30 per household per year. And we thought that would be would be the solution for the future. Well, it is not, because this is what is happening. Next to this little chicken, the angry birds are coming into town. Again, it is Google, it's Apple, it's Netflix and things like that. And we had to do something. And that's when we pulled back and we said, well, we have to arm ourselves. Not asking for money, but having a better organization, having better facilities, having the arms for the future to be able to survive. And that was the strategy that we then pulled up. First of all, had a lot of discussions with our stakeholders, the government, of course, the local governments, the cities. What do you expect us to do? Because there's only one fundament for us in the law, and that is in the media law. It says that we have to realize a locally sufficient media supply. Well, I don't know if you know what it is, but we didn't, and we thought we had to go into talks with the local governments to see if we can get a definition of it. So that's what we did. At 3 points, we set some criteria for the local broadcasters, local public broadcasters, how they should behave in future. And it's something like this. So they have to deploy channels, radio channel, a television channel, and an internet channel, both live and on-demand. You cannot survive if you don't have an on-demand offering. They also have to provide daily news focused on what we then call the natural habitat. In the Netherlands, so far, it was organized within the city limits. We think that the natural habit and the information that is relevant to the citizen is broader than that. Then, of course, professionally secured journalism. We think this is a critical point for any public broadcaster, especially also the local ones, because of the fact that the journalism in the smaller scales in the local areas is not there anymore. So it's a specific task for us to organize that. But we also set some goals for the organization of the broadcasters, meaning, for instance, that they should realize at least 50% of their budget by their own income, by selling advertorials or having other participation of commercial parties or other society organizations. So this was a program of change that we then started. Let me just put out one of these four elements that we had projects for. That was the facilities. We think that we have to collaborate on a regional level, but also in a national way, that we have to have some facilities that everybody, every public broadcaster on a local scale can use. I will mention just three of them. One of them is the Media Hub. The Media Hub is the one place in the Netherlands that you can upload all your content as a local broadcaster. And from there we will distribute it. Because of all the new technologies and the over-the-top possibilities that arise right now, and the new operators, we all have, as in Ireland, I guess, the must-carry status. But now this must-carry status goes for all these operators. So we have to bring the signal to them, and that is, of course, very, very expensive. So we have a solution for that now with the Media Hub. And then apps. I think over the top is something that is a fantastic new possibility for us. This will lower the thresholds that all the cable companies often imply to us. And that's why we said, well, we are going to have our own smart TV app with all the local channels in it. Free to air for everybody to be watched and viewed, and also on the mobile screens we did something like that. But we also got more connected to the national level of public media services, so we make use of the facilities that, for instance, the NOS has, the news, public news agency in the Netherlands, so that we can work together intensively with them. So I think what we did in the last year is a significant mental change. It's a really revolution within our sector, within our industry, actually. But it's not something that is an easy way to go, because this is something that internally you have to have between your ears, that this is a new way of doing business for the local public broadcasters. Is difficult, but also for our stakeholders is difficult. So it is a balance that we are looking for now between the autonomy of the public broadcaster, totally in control of the content that they want to make and want to broadcast. But on the other hand, we have to have something in common. We have to have a common infrastructure to work in. So a lot of challenges. This is our new mark that we built, noblesse oblige. If you are a public service, then you have to bring something more than the commercial broadcasters can offer. So this is the program that we are working on right now, and I'd like to discuss this with you because I think we all are in the same position. Aux armes. Merci.